AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The latest missile attacks by Iran damaged the main hospital in southern Israel. The AP's Sam Mednick is in Beersheba.
The top of the building is basically blown off, and you could still see smoke smoldering from the side of it hours later. This is a major hit from Iran in a major city on a big hospital, and one of the most significant hits since this conflict began.
About 70 people were injured at the hospital, none of them seriously injured. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is at the hospital. He vows a response.
We're targeting military sites. We're targeting nuclear sites. We're targeting missile sites. They're targeting a hospital. In this hospital, there are patients who are immobile. They can't even move. Right next to it is a children's ward, a baby's ward, infants.
Iran strikes also hit residential buildings near Tel Aviv. Israel struck a heavy water reactor that is part of Iran's nuclear program. Israel's defense minister says Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, should not continue to exist. The European Union is pushing for a diplomatic end to the fighting. President Trump is weighing the possibility of bombing Iran. Overnight in Texas, a SpaceX rocket being tested exploded. A huge fireball was sent high in the sky. SpaceX says the Starship experienced a major anomaly while on the test stand preparing for the 10th flight test at Starbase in Texas. Russian media reports the country's economic minister is declaring Russia's economy is on the brink of going into a recession. The economy, hit by a slew of sanctions after the Kremlin sent troops into Ukraine in 2022, has so far outperformed predictions. The Bank of England is keeping its main interest rate at a two-year low. No trading on Wall Street today because of the Juneteenth holiday. This is AP News. Hackers say they wiped out $90 million from Iran's cryptocurrency exchange.
The group claiming responsibility for the hack leaked on Thursday what it said was the company's full source code. Assets left in Novatex are now entirely out in the open. The stolen funds were transferred to addresses bearing messages that criticized Iran's Revolutionary Guard, blockchain analytics firm Elliptic says, adding the attack likely was not financially motivated as the wallets the hackers had poured the money into effectively burned the funds in order to send Novatex a political message and accusing it of helping Iran's government to evade Western sanctions over the country's rapidly advancing nuclear program and transferring money to militants. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Japan's Emperor Naruhito has paid respects to atomic bombing victims in Hiroshima as the city marks the 80th anniversary of the tragedy later this year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.